Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 58 of the Playoff Push Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Dobbins, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, play-by-play broadcaster for the Trenton Thunder, Mike Warren. How are we doing today?
Jack, thanks for having me on, man. I'm doing great. Always good to touch base with you. And yeah, looking forward to talking on the show today. But thanks for having me on.
Of course, of course. I meant to do it earlier, but we had a little hiatus on the show, and I was recapping from the draft league season, but nice that it finally happened.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, looking forward to it. Let's have some fun.
Absolutely. First off, do you just want to like tell people what it's like being a broadcaster for, a team like the Thunder?
Yeah, sure. It's a lot of fun, first and foremost. Being around a team like the Trenton Thunder, where they were, really at the penultimate of the Eastern League for years. When you consider both their time with the New York Yankees, the Red Sox, just a great organization through and through, and that's kind of continued. The standard has stayed the same, even with the draft league and trying to reobtain affiliation status with Major League Baseball again. It's a ton of fun. Every day is a new day. Every day you're on your toes, and every day you get to go to the ballpark. So that's something I wouldn't trade for the world. Every day is I look at it as I get to go to work. I don't have to go to work, which is a mindset that I'm blessed to have, and a mindset that with this job, I'd be foolish not to have. So yeah, it's a lot of fun being the voice of a team that I grew up right around the corner from Trenton Thunder Ballpark, going to those games. So it's a very full circle moment. And every time, 2, 3 minutes before we go live, I still get the same nerves, the same excitement, the same energy jolt that I would from my first broadcast, the first time I ever put on a headset or had a microphone in front of me. So yeah, every year you just, you try to get better, just like, these guys in their professional sports trying to get their craft better. That's the goal of a broadcaster as well. And yeah, you just try to grow as much as you can within your role and make the other people around you better as well.
Arm and Hammer's one heck of a ballpark. Getting out to look from that press box, looking out the outfield, like, wow, like I get to do this. This is crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's great. I mean, there are a couple moments that come to mind that really, on a game-to-game basis stand out. Obviously, when the national anthem's playing and you get to look out over the crowd and you see everybody, taking a moment to just kind of be there and be ready for the game and honor our country. That's a really big moment for me where I just kind of take a deep breath and look around and kind of acknowledge all the hard work that it takes to get to this point. And then, in the big moments of a game, like the seventh inning stretch, fans all around, watching people get a foul ball for the first time, that never gets old. So there's a ton of things where, when I'm doing a game, I'm able to take certain things in, like you said, where you're just like, wow, like this, I get to do this. And it's a privilege. Absolutely.
Biggest ballpark in the draft league as well. So getting to look out to that crowd, it's more and so in Trenton than anywhere else.
Yeah, we've got some of the best fans, not just, in the draft league, but in baseball. We say that at the Thunder in the front office. It's not a cliche. It's really we truly believe it. And we truly mean it because these fans, they've been through it all with us. We have season ticket holders that have been with us from day one. We have fans that show up, night in and night out because this is their summer home. This is their summer tradition. So, being able to describe the action to the best fans in baseball on a night-to-night basis, like I said, it's a privilege. And yeah, it's a lot of excitement coming up in 2026 as well. Can't wait to dive into that too.
Yeah, this last year was a great team. I mean, all the guys was super great to the media, of course, me and Nathan and George and all the other guys. We loved working with Trenton this year. It was absolutely incredible. But there's a lot in the future for the draft league, man. It's busy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you guys, I mean, just to go back to what you just said, you guys did a great job covering the team this year. You and Caden specifically, Nathan as well, but you and Caden, what you guys brought to the Thunder with your coverage, two young professionals that you guys, I mean, it stood out to me right away. You guys wanted to be there, but you wanted to get better every day. And I made sure that my part of my job as well as being the broadcaster, I'm the director of media relations. So I have to talk to the players. I make sure that you guys get your interviews. And one of the things that I stress is that to the players is, you guys are here to do a job just like they're here to do their job. Have that mutual respect going into it and things will work out. And you guys understood that. The players understood that this year. They always do. But they really enjoyed you guys being around the clubhouse and caring as much as you did. So thank you guys for all the hard work you put in this year. But yeah, this season coming up, there's a lot of moving pieces. We got a new team coming into the draft league this year, the Aberdeen Ironbirds, which is pretty exciting stuff. The Frederick Keys reobtaining affiliation status. Congratulations to them. Special shout out to my good friend Gus Baylo, the voice of the Frederick Keys. He, deserves to be calling affiliated baseball, and he gets that chance this year. And I'm very excited for him and everybody in Frederick as well. But yeah, Aberdeen comes in, and this is an exciting opportunity for the players in the draft league because Aberdeen's field is actually at the Cal Ripken
It's
Complex.
incredible. It's a beautiful ballpark.
Really is. And that facility there, I mean, there's tons of history in that area in itself. So hopefully these players, they're able to kind of, soak that in and understand that they're playing in, pretty hallowed ground. Like it's an exciting opportunity to share the field with people who, reach some of the highest ranks in this sport. And you know how hard it is. These guys know how hard it is to get to that level that they want to get to. So, yeah, we see it all the time in Trenton. Obviously Derek Jeter playing there. His rehabs were very famous and drew some of the largest crowds in Trenton Thunder ballpark history. But, these guys get to share the field with a lot of, some of baseball's biggest impacts. And that's a cool thing that the draft league has done a really good job reminding these younger generations coming up through the sport. It's that you're sharing the ball field with guys that were once in your shoes that are now, making tons of money to swing the bat, to throw the ball, to do the things that you want to do, and just don't lose sight of that. So in 2026, we're going to see a lot of cool things. The one thing that I'm really excited for is welcoming Team Mexico to Trenton Thunder
That's the
Ballpark.
next thing I was going to hit on. That's crazy. International series.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. Last year we, in the draft league, we really got to see it from a different perspective in international play with Team Canada, the junior national team coming down, and they kind of did some split series with pretty much every team in the draft league but the Thunder. We weren't able to see Team Canada. We actually got a couple guys from Team Canada that transferred over to the Thunder to play some more before the draft. But we didn't get to play against Team Canada. So I really look forward to the Team Mexico experience. I mean, baseball is, it's like a lifestyle in Mexico. And we see the World Baseball Classic every year when Mexico's in it. I mean, you talk about some of the best games in World Baseball Classic history, the excitement, the energy around it. So we're hoping that, some of that energy can come to Trenton Thunder Ballpark and some of the fans in the area can get excited for, hopefully what we can cultivate into a mini World Baseball Classic kind of an atmosphere for a three-game set. I mean, if we can, really get a lot of fans out here for the first time, and I know just, ideas-wise that there's been some things that, people like with the World Baseball Classic that you might see potentially during a game with these guys coming to town. It can bring out some different fans. So it's exciting. Hopefully that brings out the best in our area and brings out a lot of people that maybe haven't seen a Trenton Thunder game before as well.
I like the World Baseball Classic point. It's not even just that. So you look at the Little League World Series. Anytime Mexico's involved in baseball with the US, you really get to see just how much it means to them based on culture and just the way they go about the game. So I think bringing it to the draft league, I think it's dead smack in the middle of June, if I remember properly. That's going to be a great set.
It's really exciting, and obviously, we don't have a clue who's going to be wearing the Thunder uniform just yet. But once we start to get those names in, and understand who is who, and even for Team Mexico, once we get the roster from them, and I can start diving into the research on those guys. It's exciting, man, and it's something that I think it's just the beginning for the draft league with what they're able to do in terms of getting eyes on their product. Because I mean, this international play, it excites everybody. When you're going up against other countries, when you're putting your best against somebody else's best, it brings out the best. So that's what we're hoping for during that series in mid-June at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, 100%.
The one thing I love about the draft league is, on the contrary to MLB, where it's, every team has to play a certain team this many times every year, the draft league can really bend itself to be like, hey, do we want to do this year? Do we want to do this? Like, I bet that, 3 years ago, international series wouldn't even have been a thought. But now it's here. And it's like, where do we go from here? How can we continue to build on this?
And I think you're seeing just because of the reach from international players as a whole. Last year, the Thunder had Paolo Nuñez there for a while. Jarrett Bennett, who got drafted, he is technically an international guy from Puerto Rico. So there's guys that, like, they come from all over the place, and they want a chance. And you know, like we've talked about before, Jack, like baseball, it's such a large game. You know it. There's so much talent in the sport. There's guys that, you know, we see and we're like, wow, like how did he not get drafted? Like, I know me and you can talk about this for probably a whole other podcast, but you and I both thought that Carson Sabathia was going to get drafted last year.
Oh,
We
absolutely.
both thought, and multiple people that I talked to that were at the combine said that as well. It is the most unpredictable draft ever. So you never really know. But in terms of getting exposure and guys that, again, are playing in a different country, if they see MLB Draft League and there's a chance for them to potentially bolster, you know, what they have going for them, they're going to take that chance. And, you know, Paolo was a tremendous, tremendous player for the Thunder this year. A two-way guy. He could pitch, was tremendous on the mound, and then could play just about every position besides catcher on the diamond. So yeah, the talent continues to come in from overseas, from different countries, from all over. And
All
the
over.
draft league is you know, with being powered by PBR and the kind of the stature they hold in baseball and player development, it's only going to continue to grow.
Like a guy that you probably remember because you broadcasted the Thunder the last few years, Dennis Kasumba was with
Yeah.
Frederick for a minute. Like the dude,
Yep.
where is he from again? Oh my God, is he from Uganda?
He is. He's from Uganda. Yeah,
Like
he was. He was.
wow, like all the
Yeah,
way out there.
absolutely. And he was, you know, still is trying to become the first Major League Baseball player from Uganda. It's not
His
a. It's not a.
Instagram
Hasn't
grind
happened.
is crazy.
Yeah, I got to meet Dennis back-to-back years. Still keep in touch with him actually on social media and everything. And yeah, you talk about a guy that has, you know, an insane work ethic. I actually. There was a journalist from the LA Times that came to cover Dennis while he was playing at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. I believe his name was Wally Backman. And he emailed me and he said, "Hey, Mike, I've been covering Dennis for a while now. I've actually gone out to Uganda to see him train. When he came to the United States for the first time, I went to, you know, I stayed in the same hotel as him. I watched how he went about his process and everything." And he said, you know, while he covered Kobe Bryant for 18 years, while he was with the Lakers, and he
And
said that
this is not Wally Backman of the Mets, correct?
no, different
I
Wally. I might be confusing his last name,
heard that and
but
I was like, huh?
yeah, but he said straight up, he was like, you know, I haven't seen an athlete that has the work ethic anywhere close to Kobe Bryant. Dennis Kasumba has similar Mamba mentality work ethic. When he first got to the United States, the Keys had him at the team facility. They showed him around. They got him to his hotel. They went back to check on him around dinner time. They were going to bring him some dinner to his hotel so he didn't have to go anywhere to try to find food. When they went to the hotel, they saw him past the lobby in the hotel gym working out. They already had a team workout earlier that day. They go into the gym. They say, "Hey, Dennis, like, cool off, man. Like, go upstairs, relax. We got a team workout tomorrow. Don't wear yourself out." So, it's like right around bedtime, essentially, and someone's checking on Dennis. You know, it's his first night away from his family in the United States, and somebody texts him and is like, "Hey, Dennis, like, just checking in, man. If you need anything, you know, text or call." No answer. So, like, all right, like, that's, you know, he's pretty good with his phone. Someone rides over to the hotel to go check on him. Guess where he was?
In the
In the
gym
gym.
again? Oh
In the
my
gym again.
God.
Yep, in the gym again at like midnight. You know, close to midnight, working out. So they go and they tell him, like, "Hey, man, like, calm down, shut it down. You know, we got a big day tomorrow. We got a big day tomorrow." And he was the first, he was waiting for them at the hotel the next day to pick him up. He was ready to go. And yeah, he was great. Dennis is great. He's getting a lot more opportunities because of just how hard he's working. And that resonates with people. If you have a dream, you have a passion, and you have a work ethic, it's not just the American dream. You know, it's all over the world, and people resonate with that. So I hope Dennis, you know, gets everything that he's working for because he truly deserves it, man. And his story is tremendous. And if there's somebody listening to this podcast that doesn't know about Dennis Kasumba, I strongly advise you to look him up, follow him on Instagram, and support his journey because it's a fun one.
He's so motivational. It's like, you know, with all due respect, I love the guys from Japan and from Korea and Central America, but I want to like spread this out more. Like, I want more ball players from many different places who haven't had a guy push for it before. He's like a trailblazer.
A guy like that too sends messages to guys that have, you know, not necessarily had a silver spoon in their mouth, but like, you know, the lifestyle that Dennis has had to endure in Uganda versus what the average ball player in the United States gets to experience, it's not even close. It's two different worlds. So, you know, for these kids that are probably going into their senior year and coming from Oklahoma State or from Hawaii or from Tulane, and they're seeing, they're seeing Dennis, and they're like, wow, like this kid just loves Go-Gurt and loves baseball. Like when he came to Trenton Thunder Ballpark, down in the team facilities in the players lounge, they have in the fridge there like snacks and stuff for the players, and our road clubby introduced him to Go-Gurt. And like every time he came to town, he would ask for like in copious amounts of Go-Gurts. Like he would just always ask for a Go-Gurt. So when I and then when I would see him in the hallway, like, what's up, Dennis? How you doing? Always had a Go-Gurt either hanging out of his mouth or in his hand, ready to go. So yeah, he loved baseball. He loved being over here. And again, I think somebody like when the average American ball player sees somebody like Dennis and the struggles that they've had to endure and go through and just getting to talk to him and hearing his life experiences, and then they kind of get to check themselves, like, wow, like the hardest part of my day is like, my research paper I had to write in college, or the hardest part of my day is like I went 0 for 4 today with 4 strikeouts and I got to get that on my brain for tomorrow. Like Dennis literally has to like go through so much stuff just to get clean water for his family to drink and like food for his family to eat on a day-to-day basis. Like these are things that, the average American ball player can take for granted. So when you're around somebody like that, I think it impacts the clubhouse in a different way to where you're like, wow, like this guy's able to just like, have such a deep love for the game that he's not going to let anything get in the way of that. And that's what you have to do if you love something, you're not going to let anything get in the way of it. So that's what Dennis does.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I mean, a ton of MLB players have helped support him as well. Like, I think Salvador Perez and some other notable guys have like looked through his journey. This dude's like swinging bats at like at tires with bottles on top of them, and he's like with rocks and stuff. It's crazy.
The training videos and the workouts that he has, they're probably not the most, popular for other people, but again, making do with what you have. That's what Dennis does. Like he doesn't have weighted baseballs, so he goes and finds bricks and finds a way to break them in half or into a quarter and has that simulate a weighted baseball, and he mimics the motion of, from behind his ear throwing down to second base and getting out of his squat pop time, and does that with old water bottles, filled with water, and tapes them to his legs as to be like weights. Like there he is very resourceful. He's great. And yeah, he was, I think him being in the draft league, like I've said over and over again, helps other players, I think, more than they realize. And I don't think that was the goal of him coming over here. Like he came to the draft league because he wanted to get drafted. We thought he could, absolutely, get some eyes on him, get a look from a college at the very least as well. And him coming over here and having the impact that he did with the coaches, the players, everything. I could go on for hours talking about it. He's just a great individual. Wish him nothing but the best.
Absolutely. I love how it started as a Trenton Thunder thing, and we just went on about Dennis for a good 10 minutes. That was great.
Pretty funny.
So, just a little bit before we close out, anything you want to mention about Trenton for the upcoming year that people might not know quite yet?
It's an opportunity. It's an experience that I would say, you're not going to get at your average minor league ballpark. The affordable family aspect of it, it's not to be punny here, but it's out of the park. It's tremendous. I mean, $5 parking, dollar dog on Tuesdays. Like there's something for everybody at Trenton Thunder ballpark. Whether it's a theme night, a daily deal, the giveaways that we have, bobblehead nights, whatever it may be, like there truly is something for everyone at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. And I think in 2026, what we did really well in 2025, we're going to take to a new level coming up in 26. And if you're in the area, you need some plans this summer, you're looking for something to do, give the Thunder a chance. Come out with your friends. I promise you won't find any more affordable fun than you will at a Trenton Thunder game on a nice, summer night. In the middle of June, July, or August. Come on out to the ballpark, swing by the radio booth. I'll be there, say hello, and have some fun. I mean, it's a great time, and I grew up going to the games. I still, wish, I mean, I love calling the games, but every once in a while I look around and I see how much fun the fans are having. I'm like, man, I miss kind of being a fan at times, watching everybody do that. So, come on out to the ballpark this summer. We'd love to see you. 100%. Go Thunder.
And where else do you get to see, golden retrievers, get the bats, and a
That's
Porkhole mascot? Like, where else do you get to see it?
That's right. Only at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Get your tickets. The schedule just came out, so go to trentonthunder.com. You can check that out. Follow them on every social platform, X, Twitter. They're on Threads, Facebook, and stay up to date with the Thunder. And yeah, you can follow me on socials as well. I'm always talking about the Thunder too. So looking forward to another really, really great season. And Jack, we're hoping to have you back in the press box again
Oh,
this summer as well, my man.
absolutely. When I'm back for the summer, man, you know it's
Good.
going just as it did last year. It's going to be a great
Good.
time.
Good. Love to
Sounds
hear it, man.
good. All righty, everyone. That's going to do it here. Episode 58 of the Playoff Push Podcast. Thank you, Mike, as always, for joining. I'm your host, Jack Dobbins, and have a great rest of your day.